British Public Radio. Technology. Tech Talk with T3, the gadget website.
This week, the RIM is dead. Long live BlackBerry. We'll have all the correct opinions that you should also hold. Is the new PS4 about to be revealed? February the 20th is the date to mark in your diaries. Apple and Nintendo stare into the abyss. We've got your views from the Facebook. Oh, also, this week, special guest. To help us understand technology, we've brought in a young person.
A cool kid.
Which is Ramblin' Tom Tamblin. Andrew, I understand you've used a steam cleaner recently.
I have. Last night I used a steam cleaner.
This is exciting.
Yeah, it was okay. It was it was very hot, like 120 degrees, I think it went up to.
That's the nature of steam, Andrew.
You said 150 this morning.
I can't remember. I was probably exaggerating.
Oh. It is pretty quirky, though, because I've recently got a steam cleaner, and it's the best thing I've ever been sent in all the time I've worked at
what
T3.
Do you,
really?
What do you steam? What can you clean with it?
Apparently, you can refresh your clothing, although they do recommend you take it off first.
I use
it for floors.
Yeah, I can't imagine.
For laminate flooring.
Oh, laminate. I thought the whole point is carpet, because it can really...
Oh, I wouldn't use it on carpet.
That's exactly what I used it for. That's what they're for.
Oh, God!
You'll come home and all your carpet will be disintegrated.
It'll just be on fire. I've got a strong grasp of physics.
It was very... it's that kind of very dry steam.
Yeah.
That's quite a major fire hazard. That's the big news this week. But the other sort of medium-sized news was RIM, or BlackBerry, as it's now known.
Mm.
Which I thought was a sound move, because everybody already calls it BlackBerry all the time, unless they're trying to make a cheap joke.
Yeah.
About like their name meaning something rude.
Yeah.
The main talking point of the evening, Thorsten Hines, is that man tall or what?
He's a big man.
Is he enormous? Or either that, or he had this little goblin assisting him, and then Alicia Keys later on, who I assume is quite small.
No, there was
he just towered over them.
He had a giant of a man.
Yeah, he had a few people on from BlackBerry, and they were all dwarfed by his massive frame. So I think he's about 6'5".
I didn't think he'd gone out of his way to get on short people to make himself seem even taller. He just is.
He might have done that.
So tall. You were at the launch, Ree and Andrew. Were you at the launch, Ramblin' Tom Tamblin'?
No, I wasn't. I was
that's
reporting.
Enough.
He was chained to his desk.
Tom!
What sort of height would you put him at?
No, he wasn't there. We were watching him on a video.
On a video screen from New York. I mean,
he looked well tall.
You could see him even 6'5". He wasn't even on a screen and you could see him. That's how big he was.
He's a big boy.
Yeah.
Through a telescope.
Yeah.
He was visible from New York.
I'd say he's very tall.
I'd say he's very tall.
Yeah.
I mean, the big thing is because he is so big, he would clap quite a lot at every point.
Yeah.
Encourage. Because he'd do it himself, his massive hands going boom, boom, just drowning out the audience.
Everyone.
Like two massive ribs of pork being pounded together.
Yeah.
On wrecking balls. You know those wrecking ball chains?
Like, yeah, boom, smashing into each other.
Tidal waves being thrown up off the New York seaboard. Okay, right, so he's tall.
Mm.
So they launched, they announced the Z10. Well, they've launched the Z10. You can buy that now in this country.
In the UK.
Only in the UK. Don't know why. Yeah. Nobody knows why. Their big markets are America and apparently the United Arab Emirates.
That's another big area for them. And obviously they're Canadian. But for some reason.
Is that a respect to the Queen?
It could be.
Because they're still in the Commonwealth.
Well, so because the Queen is still the head of state of Canada, yeah.
Is she?
Yes.
Do you think the Queen uses a BlackBerry?
Sorry? Don't think anyone uses a BlackBerry.
No, the Queen.
I don't imagine the Queen uses a mobile phone, to be honest. I mean, what's the point? You've got lackeys to just every whim.
Yeah,
they just come and whisper in her ear.
Maybe she likes checking Twitter.
Yeah. She'll have a Vertu phone if she has anything.
Yeah, the Z10 and the Q10 to follow, which is more what I would call a BlackBerry, because it's got a keyboard on it.
It's a physical keyboard. So it looks very similar to the other ones.
Why do you think wise... I think definitely wise to change the name to BlackBerry. Do you think wise to launch with a touchscreen device when, with the best one in the world, all of their touchscreen phones to date have been awful?
Well, they've got to launch a touchscreen phone if they're going to have any...
No, but launching it first, a long time before the one with a keyboard that you would think might be the more obvious one to launch
with. I think so. If they came out with a physical keyboard first, everyone would just leap on them and go, no, we've moved on.
I've just leaped on them for doing the opposite.
Yeah, I mean, the moral of the story is they're going to get leaped on, whatever they do.
Leapage is going to occur.
Yeah.
Well, no, actually, they could have found a way around that, which was to launch both of them at once.
That's true.
I'll just put that idea out there.
Yeah, I mean, that probably... I mean, it's not like there was a massive gap between them, but yes, that makes sense.
Okay, Alicia Keys. She now, what is she going to bring to the boardroom?
She's global director,
creative,
global creative director. What a load of nonsense! I don't understand this. It's
like Will I Am is the same for Intel.
I know,
but and Lady Gaga for Polaroid.
Yeah, for Polaroid.
Which is weird, because Lady Gaga is so much bigger than Alicia Keys, at least in my mind.
Well, totally.
But she's stuck at Polaroid and Alicia Keys. Well, I suppose BlackBerry isn't that big either anymore, is it?
No.
That's the point.
What's a bigger brand? I suppose
a few years ago they could have had One Direction.
Well,
but now they're reduced to Alicia Keys.
But these people don't work for them. I don't know. I never understood.
No. Thorsten Hines, he said, yeah, she's the international creative director. So presumably she's going to have to go to board meetings.
Yeah.
She's going to have to come up with, I don't know, 10 ideas a week.
Yeah. Get her own email address. It's tosh. It's total nonsense.
Can you now email, like alicia.keys@blackberry.com.
Yeah, but it's not. It's like get them in CM. For an advert. Get Alicia Keys in to go, I love BlackBerry. I use it every day to call my friends. Fine. But like, don't carry on with this charade that she's somehow now on staff every day.
Are you saying she's not actually a top executive?
I don't want to stick my neck out.
I bet she is.
What is this for? It's like every company does this now. Like, no one believes it. Everyone immediately takes the mic and just goes, obviously not. But who's it? I don't know who it's for.
Well, I don't know.
She must be getting paid. Consumer facing. She's getting paid. She must be getting
paid. I know she'll get paid, and I can understand
I thought she was just doing it out of the goodness of her heart. Exactly. She really, really loves
BlackBerry. She's absolutely getting paid. But, you know, even if it was like, well, we've got her in as a consultancy role.
Well,
like,
you say that,
but
Andrew,
even that, what does she know?
Well, no, I was looking into this today, and on the I hacked into BlackBerry's corporate intranet.
Careful.
And apparently she's already laid off 15 people.
She?
Yeah, they weren't pulling their weight in her creative department. She's bringing in her own team.
Right, wow.
Yeah, and she wants a complete restructuring of the human resources and accountancy departments.
I take it back, she's really getting stuck in. Yeah. Has she put in for the tea and coffee kitty yet at BlackBerry HQ?
I bet she hasn't, because she is really tight. She's notoriously tight.
Well, that's why I got her in for, you know, cost cutting.
I know, but she rubs people out the wrong way.
Tell me about it.
She's a terrible flirt. Even the way that she sort of said, you know, oh, I've been paid by BlackBerry to come in and do this. She started by saying, oh, I used to use BlackBerry's, but now I've come
really
back.
That was really awkward.
Yeah, she came up with a hilarious sort of metaphor off the top of her head about it being an ex-boyfriend and breaking up with him and looking,
him going to the gym,
hooking up with someone at the gym.
And...
yeah, and then BlackBerry getting buff and then going,
because initially, it was like, then BlackBerry, it started to drink, and there were a few incidents that I won't go into, but they were kind of unpleasant. And then, to be honest, the bedroom performance, again, like, not great, but I won't go into it.
Yeah, but it was all very awkward.
Yeah.
So, a lot of people were impressed with the new BlackBerry, apart from people who invest in companies. Because the week began with the share price an all-time high, a 52-week high of about $18.
Yeah.
And by the time Hines had stopped yapping, it was down to about 13. It lost something like, I don't know, what's that, about 30% of its value?
Something
in
like
the
that.
Time from the, it did feel like a very long time. So I think maybe people were just selling shares and they're kind of, oh God.
I'm sick of this.
Just something to do.
I don't know what went so wrong there in that presentation. I mean, it was like a lot of them are.
Do you want me to explain it to you?
Okay. Yes.
It was, and I mean, Tom can speak obviously in more detail about this because he's actually used the damn thing. But it seemed to me that it didn't offer enough differentiation. If everybody was waiting for, like, oh, this is a device that's going to pull BlackBerry out of its doldrums, this didn't seem to me to be it. This was just like, well, this is a very nice looking phone. It does lots of things that seem perfectly pleasant. But why is this going to...
But that seems... I don't understand from an investor point of view why that would affect it. Because the market proves that what people actually like is they are converging into that iPhone, iOS thing, and like Android is very much like that. They're the two most popular platforms.
Yeah, except nobody at the moment is really buying Android buying BlackBerry phones at the moment.
Well, no.
What they've done with their the operating system, the main thing that people keep talking about, the operating system is very clever at the way it separates work and home.
Yeah.
So that's going to appeal to like corporate customers.
Mm.
But they already sell to corporate customers. And the thing about share prices, they're based on how are things going to improve for this company. They're not about, is this company any good necessarily? It's like, how are things going to look 5 years from now? And people are saying they're going to look pretty much the same, if not somewhat worse, 5 years from now.
Their main big sellers at the moment are the cheaper budget handsets.
Yeah.
And that's how they've been essentially surviving for an entire year. And so they've launched these two new phones, which are, I'd hardly call them budget.
No,
and
they're very
maybe
high
everyone's,
end.
Yeah, and everyone's panicked and gone, oh no, what are you going to do? You're not catering for everyone else.
But then the Q10 is very different. There isn't a phone like that on there. I mean, how much different do you want?
The Q10's more like the Bold.
People love
the Q10
that
is
well,
more
though.
Like a BlackBerry, and I think that will continue to sell to the corporate customers who always use BlackBerry. But that isn't going to the sales aren't going to suddenly go through the roof, are they? It's just like it's somewhat like the last BlackBerry that you had. Mm. It's different. Also, corporate customers have a different kind of take on this. They're like, oh, okay, there's all these fantastic new features. Mm. Well, we don't care about that. Ideally, most companies would like to keep the same phone and never, ever have to replace them.
Well, that's true, because you don't... All these bells and whistles and stuff, that's workers not sending an email or doing whatever.
And then the other thing I slightly thought, although the operating system does seem really good and very fluid and stuff, in terms of selling it to punters in shops, because it doesn't have a home button and because it's different to iOS and Android, although... I mean, you don't have to be some sort of genius to make it work or whatever. If you are going on that kind of like pick something up for 10 seconds and play with it because somebody's trying to sell it to you even. Mm. I don't know if that's going to fly because people are going to be like, oh, where's the home button? Oh, I've swiped in this direction and this has happened.
Yeah.
So, I don't like, show me an Android. Show me something I'm used to.
It's very similar though, right, to Android and iOS.
But it's not the same. Which is a good thing.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I mean...
But is it going to help it? So, I don't know.
Got to pick what they're being at a go at for, either being too similar or not similar enough. Mm. I don't know. I mean, to me, it looks quite good. I mean, they're probably not going after the mass market in exactly the same way as the iPhone is. I mean, there's a lot of BlackBerry users that presumably have gone elsewhere that they might be looking to win back. I mean, that could... And in that case, it wouldn't be such a struggle for them to go and do that.
Maybe. Yeah, I mean, don't get me wrong, I'm not saying it's a bad phone.
Mm.
It's just the way it's been presented and the way they're launching with the touchscreen one instead of the physical keyboard one. Yeah. I don't know, I think maybe that's a mistake.
No, I see what you're saying.
And that's what investors think.
I'll take
analysts
your point.
Think. Thank but you. Zooming down to micro level here, tell us about the phone, Tom. You've been playing with this for a week or so.
It's all right. It's not bad.
There you go. Thanks, Tom.
That's about all there is to it. It's actually quite a nice phone. It does look a little bit like an iPhone. It's a bit bigger and chunkier.
It looks like an iPhone until you pick it up and then you go, ooh, it doesn't feel as nice as an iPhone and it's a bit...
It's very light.
And the screen isn't as good.
Where's the home button?
Yeah, but it's not like the iPhone, which now weighs about the same as one human hair.
Mm. Yeah, no, the big fuss is about BlackBerry Hub, which is their new integrated timeline where you have everything from Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter, Gmail, and pretty much everything you can think of is in one set list.
Which people
works.
Have tried before, haven't they? Like the TimeScape, was it called?
Sony did that.
Yeah. Which Sony have just ditched, actually. The new Xperia Z gets rid of that.
Oh, I didn't like that.
Because it was
awful.
Crap.
Yeah.
But wasn't it?
Yeah, BlackBerry
pulled it off.
Yeah, in their own businessy way, which means that it's not the most pretty looking thing, but it does it really well. So you can clearly see what everything is. You can filter it down to the ones you only wanted, so just Twitter, things like that. And yeah, it works pretty well.
Does it link by person? Yeah, that's the see all of one person's tweets, messages.
Yeah, one of the
Facebook updates.
One of the nice things about it is that when you connect it to Twitter, Facebook, LinkedIn, it connects those with your contacts. But what it doesn't actually do is then send it all back up to Facebook, so you don't have to worry about when you connect your phone to Facebook that all of your information is heading off to a social network.
It
literally just grabs it.
And did you find that actually works? Did you have to do much in the way of manually linking contacts, or did you just go, this is Dave Smith, here's his Facebook,
quite
here's
scarily,
his LinkedIn, here's
it just does it all on its own.
Okay.
You press a button and they've suddenly got a Twitter handle and a Facebook account and some statuses that...
Okay,
you
cool.
You need to see, but...
Top marks for that one.
Well done.
What about the flow thing? Because it's, like I say, there's no home button as such, and there's no... It's very, well, gesture-based is the expression being used, which always sets alarm bells ringing for me, but...
Flow is actually a lot simpler than I think BlackBerry actually made it out to be.
Mm.
So
it's kind of easier to use than it is to explain.
They've really confused everyone with how complicated they made it sound. It's very simple. Instead of a home button, you simply swipe up from the bottom. And it minimizes whatever you're running into a little widget square.
Okay.
And then you can have 8 of those widget squares and you can see essential information on those and then tap them to open them back up again. And that's it.
Right.
That's how multitasking works.
It's like a preview pane.
Yeah, you just swipe up from the bottom every time. It's similar to the playbook. It's very similar.
In fact, one example that either they gave or whatever live blog I was looking at the time gave was you can watch a video... and then I don't know, an email might come in. So you kind of knock your video off to the side or the top or wherever it is, and then you read your email, and you come back, and the video will have carried on whilst you're reading the email. Which I thought,
yeah, I thought that was a stupid feature. Yeah, I thought that was stupid.
But that's clever and yet stupid at the same time.
Yeah, because I was like, why would I miss the
done,
video?
But
yeah, that's almost like a proof of concept that maybe could have been left for demonstration purposes only and not actually put in the device. But the other thing, obviously, about multitasking, it does eat battery, and there have been a few sort of complaints about the battery life. Have you found it to be good, bad, mediocre?
The battery's pretty average, really. It's not anything to write home about. I mean,
would you describe it as bad as such?
I wouldn't describe it as bad.
Because few phones have great battery life.
Exactly. Mm. No, I'd say it's, from using it, it's on par with kind of the iPhone.
Okay. So you charge it once a day or whatever, a bit now and then. And
it'll last you till the end of the day. If you're going to have 8 apps open all the time and you're doing lots of stuff, then it will die quite quickly.
Okay. But actually, it does have one feature which a lot of people who maybe want to get out more always bring up as a vital feature, which is you can take the battery out and put another battery in, should you so wish.
Wow.
Wow.
Second clip.
Absolutely. Does it come with a second battery? Presumably
no, it doesn't. They are releasing a neat little charging box where you can, those workaholics can charge their second battery.
Yeah.
That's,
and then
just insane.
Charge their phone on the go using that little box.
Yeah, Facebook, on the T3 Facebook group, the reaction has been very strong.
Very strong.
Craig Thornton says, looks quite nice and will win some customers back, I reckon. MTS Fruit goes even further and says, they look awesome. The OS is refreshing. Breeze to use, blah, blah, blah. Callum Newton says, I'm thinking of it more as a step up from the iPhone 4 to the 5. What about the 4S? Idiot. For BB users, this will be a pretty big step forward. And then Josh Archer says, yeah, both of them. Both of the users. Both
Zing.
The users
no.
are badly. Sweet. And then actually it gets darker as the thread goes on. And then Liam Turner says, yeah, it is nice, but it's too late. No way good enough to move from Android or iOS. Might take some of the Windows phone market. Unfortunately, a lot of the reaction is along those lines, not just on Facebook, but in general. It's like, yeah, this could win the tussle with Windows Phone 8 to be the third most liked operating system.
Yeah. I don't know.
Which apparently phone shops are very keen on. They don't like the duopoly.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, I guess they'd like a monopoly even less, but they would like a triopoly, I suppose you would call it. And I suppose if Windows Phone and BlackBerry both gain some sort of traction, they'll have a quadrupoly.
A quadrupoly. Mm. Yeah, well, competition is generally good, isn't it?
It is. Chris Walton, I don't think BlackBerry will be able to compete with WP8 for one reason. Microsoft finally senses it has to compete in this market. And blah, blah, blah. I think it's saying that, yeah, Microsoft is a somewhat larger company than BlackBerry.
Well,
which
fine.
Is true.
It's true, but okay.
Good.
Insightful.
We take on board your point.
You can't.
Let's go around the table. What do you think? Is this it for BlackBerry? Is this going to revive their fortunes, Andrew?
I think it will help with an upswing. Whether or not it will revive their fortunes to what they were previously, I think that's a little tough to call at this point. But I think it'll be a good thing for them.
Good. Keep it pithy, Tom.
Yes. No, it will. It will help them a lot, I think.
Gadget news from listeners. Paul Glover has a Pebble on the way, he writes to say. MTS Fruit has a Nexus 4 on the way. And Kate, there's a lot of chat about the Pebble on the Facebook group. I've
tried to see it in Vegas. I didn't see it.
I tried to see the appeal of it all the time.
Yeah,
and it's passing me by. I've got
a lot of people have got in the kick.
About the Pebble. What's all the fuss?
What's all the fizz?
What's all the fizz about the Pebble? That's
he's suddenly turned into a showbiz columnist. Let's get the inside fizz on the Pebble.
Trying to be less wooden.
Yeah, that's good. It's working.
It's good. You get some fizzality out there.
Yeah, I'm done now. I'm spent.
You fizzled out.
It seems to me the idea of this these watches is you pay loads of money for a phone, a really expensive phone, with a whopping great, you know, amazingly bright, beautifully designed screen in which you can do many, many things. And then you attempt to do those things without removing the phone from your pocket by looking at it on a little tiny kind of e-ink type screen on your wrist, which seems to me is maybe not that useful.
Let's get my phone out of my pocket. It's just another bit of consumer tech.
Yeah, I was going to say, your watch is, if anything, more eye-catching because it's quite big as watches go.
Especially if you're, you know, showing off, going, oh, look what I'm doing with my special watch.
Special gadget.
Yeah, especially if Apple eventually do bring one out that's like Siri controlled.
Yeah.
So you're like...
Yeah.
Siri, fetch me a cab.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Yeah, I didn't hear that.
It doesn't work.
Fetch me a cab.
Yeah.
As I'm sure you're all aware, Google has launched its third annual science fair this week, the Big Nerds.
Mm.
And in collaboration with, now how about this for a list of collaborators, CERN, Lego, National Geographic, the magazine, and Scientific American, which I think is also a magazine.
Mm. Why Lego involved?
Big scientific pioneers.
Well, because they're, well, technical Lego is quite scientific, I suppose, isn't it? Yeah, it's like a beauty pageant. Yeah. It's like a, what's that thing they do in Glee?
Singing.
It's like a whatever that is of tech. Yeah. And the prize is a cool 50 grand scholarship, 10 grand in cold hard cash, to pay for more, I don't know, pocket protectors.
So good so far.
Calculators. A trip to the Galapagos Islands, which is slightly random.
Wow.
And something called a Lego experience.
That sounds rubbish. A Lego experience.
Well, that's
going to Legoland. Going to Legoland.
At worst, it's just a bit of Lego.
No, they might kind of make your head out of Lego or something like that. Or your whatever your invention is, they might make a sort of limited edition Lego set. Okay. Anyway, so this is for kids, like I say. So, I mean, we should definitely be able to come up with some better ideas than anything that any child can come up with, being the kind of creative powerhouse, red hot, you know,
hot
heat
bed.
Of technology kind of people that we are.
Of innovation.
Yeah. So what have you got, Andrew?
Well, I thought of an idea where you can read emails and books and things like that.
No, somebody's already done that.
well, that's it then. No, but it's in a contact lens. And so you put these contact lenses in, they've got modems and stuff in it, and you can just... You can read a book or emails, and you sort of blink to turn the page or next email, please.
Now, correct me if I'm wrong, but people blink just because you have to.
Yeah, but you just get in sync. So you wait you to moisten your eyeballs until you've either finished your chapter, please, or you're responding to the email, and you just go, foolproof.
Yeah, sounds good. So it's pretty much like Google Glass,
but the next generation. Yeah. I don't want to get sued, but yeah,
that would be quite a good thing to enter actually, because it's like you're sucking up to Google, the main sponsors, while simultaneously, you know, kind of suggesting a way of developing their
Google Glass,
their idea.
Yeah, it'll be called Google Eyes.
So we didn't actually tell you about this, Tom, but what have you got? What have you come up with?
Had an idea of a toast in a can.
Because making toast is pretty inconvenient.
You see so many people on the trains eating soggy and ill-made toast for their trips to work.
I've never seen a person.
I do, actually.
Are they desperately trying to plug the toaster into, you know, the kind of odd-shaped socket they often have on trains and tubes, which is just plugging in the vacuum cleaner.
Yeah.
They're trying to force it into that and then make some toast.
Trains are just very ill-equipped for toasters, I think, as we all know. And
what have you got, Ree?
Well, I would like a Wi-Fi kettle. So one in the morning, so say you're in bed and you're like,
I really
want a cup of tea. But the thing is, you always have to go downstairs, put the kettle on, then you have to go back to bed because you've got to wait for the kettle.
Mm.
Imagine if you could stay in bed but put the kettle on, so by the time you get downstairs, the kettle's boiled and you just make the tea instead of having to go down, wait for the kettle.
I'm struggling to find a flaw with it.
Pretty good.
Nice.
I'm surprised somebody hasn't made that already, to be honest. Well, my one, I thought maybe this already exists, I don't know. But you know you can get auto-tune for your voice if you can't sing.
Mm.
Or if you just want to sound like Cher and kind of make a thing of it. Speaking for myself, my science is very tight. And when I drop rhymes, you know, people do go, well, that is pretty dope flow, man. So I don't really have this problem. But if you're somebody who's got no sense of rhythm and is not able to express themselves in quite a sort of urban, you know, if you're not able to make people feel your realness, you know, really sense that you are from the streets, as I am.
Yeah.
I thought you would find a sort of a computer program or gadget that basically retimes what you say to it so that you're hitting the beat every time. And also kind of filtered your voice in such a way that you sound more urban.
Wouldn't there be a massive delay between what you're saying and the output noise?
No, I think eventually technology would move on. So, but the thing is, it doesn't matter in the studio.
No, not
exactly
in the studio.
Same as auto-tune. Although auto-tune is pretty much instantaneous. So I think once the technology had moved on a bit, once this technology that I've just made up had moved on a bit,
you
probably could indeed work in real time.
Okay.
So you could have somebody such as yourself, Andrew, standing on a stage.
Yeah.
You know, you've got your turntable
mixing
master behind you. He's like mixing it up, you know, bad style.
Yeah.
And you just come in talking like that, but in a very rhythmic and real way.
I
and everybody goes
in a very rhythmic and real
yeah
way.
And everybody would say, wow, this MC's got the dope realness.
He's got the flow.
He's tight.
Super fly.
Yeah, his science is too tight for me to find any flaw in. Yep. They'll be saying.
They will be saying that.
So that's all we have time for this week. The new issue of T3 is out right now on Newsstand. That's Apple Newsstand and actual newsstands.
Yeah.
Irony. Mm. T3.com is on the web. We're at the official T3 Facebook group and on iTunes most Fridays. My name is Dan Morsley. Goodbye.